From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Zimbabweans woke up Wednesday to the news that the army now has control of the government. Military leaders say their aim is to get rid of, quote, criminal elements surrounding President Robert Mugabe. The army has blockaded roads to some government buildings and has placed some senior officials under arrest. The army says Mugabe is safe. Correspondent Gudzai Zvinavashe reports for VOA from Harare on the atmosphere in the city's central business district.
There is a little less traffic in Harare's business district, but otherwise it looks like business as usual. A few blocks away, the army has blockaded roads around government buildings in what they are calling a military takeover. So far, there's been no public violence, and some say the military is providing a sense of reassurance. Zimbabwe has endured long years of economic and social decline over the past few decades under the leadership of Mugabe. Some human rights organizations have criticized the military action, saying the rule of law should prevail. Some critics of the military foresee a transfer of power to the man the army supports, former Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa. For VOA, this is Kudzai Zvinavashe from Harare.
Flash floods caused by heavy rain in Greece killed at least 14 people in three rural towns west of the capital Athens on Wednesday. The towns of Mandra, Nea Paramos, and Megara are home to many factories and warehouses on the rural outskirts of the city. Officials have compared the flooding overnight to a waterfall coming down the mountains of the West Attica region. One deputy regional governor said the situation is very difficult. This is VOA News. Thousands of Iranians spent a